You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green
News,
Bay.
I'm Mark
and always streaming on the
House
Civic
Speaker
Media
Mike Johnson
app.
Facing his first major test as the House has less than a week to get a spending plan passed. Johnson is proposing a two-step package that would fund some government agencies and programs into January next year, while others would get funding into February. The proposals do not include aid for Israel or Ukraine. The WHO warning about the possible collapse of Gaza's healthcare system as hospitals in Gaza City have found themselves in the front lines of the fighting. Hospitals say supplies are low and doctors are only treating life-threatening injuries. A Houston police officer recovering after a shootout with a carjacking suspect Saturday morning. Police Chief Troy Finner says the suspect was fleeing officers when he crashed.
After you shoot at an officer, you still engage and fire rounds and try to carjack two additional citizens.
Finner says the officer was hit in the leg. The suspect was killed by police. This is ABC News. Former Arizona Senator Martha McSally says she was assaulted while out on a jog in Council Bluffs, Iowa earlier this week.
The former fighter pilot telling ABC News that on Wednesday she was jogging around 11 a.m. Moments later,
I was jumped from behind and attacked by this man who then engulfed me in a bear hug and started molesting my whole body. I was able to get him off of me.
McSally fought back, throwing a water bottle and chasing him into the brush while calling 911. On Friday, police arrested 24-year-old Dominic Henton as the suspect.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw reporting. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to secure 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like its predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio. Time now for the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, we have a sextet in the studio tonight. Now put your keys back in your pocket. This Madison-based jazz ensemble is fronted by vocalist Helen Feast, and let me tell you, Rob, size matters. From an intimate duet all the way to a groovy sextet, this band represents the same musical fabric in each of their forms. They are known simply as Feastet. Formed in 2021, the Feastet blended arranged jazz classics and originals and paid tribute to the sounds and stories that withstand the test of time. And tonight, performing tonight live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Helen Feast and her band, the Feastet. Helen and the boys in the band, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, before our listeners get a little randy and start breaking into a sweat, without using any dirty words, what exactly is a sextet?
A sextet is jazz terminology for a six-piece band. So sex is six.
So it's just that simple.
That simple.
All right. Now that the elephant's out of the room, let's learn a little bit about you and your band, the Feastet. First, let's get to know you, Helen Feast. Tell us about how you got started in music and what led you to love jazz.
Sure. How I got started in music and how I led to how I found jazz are two separate stories. But
okay.
I started gigging around Madison at 15 years old. So mostly those bands were rock, blues rock, Doors and Led Zeppelin covers. So it wasn't until later in college when I was studying voice that I sort of discovered jazz and fell in love with jazz.
When you played with some of those early bands then, was that just vocals or do you play other instruments?
Nope, I'm not a musician, just a vocalist.
And what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, they definitely were very supportive. I didn't inherit any musical talents or skills from my parents besides their